From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is travel journalist and Berkeley author, Elaine Lee. Hey, Elaine.
Hey there, Janae.
Elaine edited the book Go Girl 2, the Black woman's book of travel and adventure. It's a collection of stories by Black women and their travel experiences around the world, and it is a hard book to put down. Really, really good. But right now, we're going to hear Elaine's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is the Alameda Antiques Fair. It is the largest antique market in Northern California with over 800 vendors, and people can find practically anything. Vintage furniture, clothes, jewelry, art. I saw vintage bras one time. The fair is on the old Alameda Naval Base. Elaine, tell us, why did you pick this one?
I picked it because I absolutely love it. I look so forward. I have it in my calendar. First Sunday of the month.
Yes.
Go to Alameda. And I have to just bring a lot of energy because it's just so massive. I mean, you're just walking. I timed it just to walk through. It's an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes just to walk.
And that's just to walk.
Great. Yeah. I mean, you know, so you got to set aside a serious amount of time. Maybe 3 hours would be ideal. Mm-hmm. And it's just captivating all the different things people bring. So there's art, there's antiques. You know, there's clothes, there's memorabilia, jewelry, beautiful jewelry, great food trucks, and a lot of interesting, fun people.
Yeah.
A great way to spend the day.
That's the Alameda Antiques Fair, and it happens every first Sunday of the month. Your next pick is Albany Bulb. This outdoor space is human-made from landfill, and people come to celebrate and protect nature through art and recycling. There's also wildlife there and hiking trails. Elaine, this is near your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Tell us, why'd you pick Albany Bulb?
I love going there, taking my neighbor's dog for a hike, and just looking at the art. Every week, the art is different. People come in, and it's one of the last freewheeling, nature-centered, found object art aesthetic scenes. People take the things that have come in on from the ocean and they create art with it. You can't bring anything in other than maybe some little decorations or nails or adhesives. But other than that, you just have to take what you find and create beauty in nature. And it's truly remarkable to see what people have come up with. I mean, they turn concrete slabs into canvases and do a remarkable tributes on different causes. So it's just a delight every week to, whenever you go, to what's new now.
That's Albany Bulb. And your final pick is Addison Street in downtown Berkeley's Art District. This section of Addison Street features public art and venues that enrich the city's culture. The sidewalk has small square panels with poetry written on them. Folks can also listen to live music or watch a play at places like the California Jazz Conservatory or the Marsh Theater. These are some of my favorite places in Berkeley. Elaine, what's your favorite thing to do on Addison Street? And give us more just history or whatever else you know about Addison Street.
It's just a delightful walk to take. I mean, I love this concept of what would it be like if a street could talk? And when you look down at the sidewalk, you'll see what these artists have created, which is just truly remarkable. It starts out, you'll see an ear, you're carved into the street, and it's like, let's listen to what the street has to tell us. And then it has all kinds of poems, as you mentioned, even a thing like a tree, they'll have the roots woven into the sidewalk. Just an opportunity to really think about life, nature, as well as celebrate something that's very important to Berkeley people, which is poetry. There's over 126 little plaques of different poems throughout history, as well as all sorts of great factoids. So, you know, you're not just walking down the street just ambling. You know, you can look down and get educated and entertained and informed. It's just unusual. I don't know of any place else that has such beautiful street art in the street itself.
All of what you said is so Berkeley. That's Addison Street in downtown Berkeley's Art District. I've been speaking with editor Elaine Lee. Her book, Go Girl 2, The Black Woman's Book of Travel and Adventure, is available now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rollins. I'm Janae Darton.